Hello, my name is Demetrius Lynch, and this is Spaces, episode 202. Thanks for coming back, everybody. And if you're new here, welcome. As I touched on in the last episode, I'll be introducing some new content to the feed. So this show is pretty split between AEC professionals and non-professionals. But one thing we all encounter at one point or another is dealing with some level of modification to an existing building or structure, some sort of project around your home, even if you rent. So I'm currently developing a guidebook that I've tried to transfer 20 plus years of my experience into, and no matter your level of experience or expertise, there are some great reminders and insights for all of us in this guidebook. In fact, I'm actively planning a backyard renovation, and this guide has been a helpful resource for my own project. So for the foreseeable future, I plan to alternate episodes between guest features and these types of episodes where I'll share more practical insights, first focusing on insights from the guidebook. I encourage you to visit my website, lines.studio, that's lynes.studio, to sign up for my mailing list, and you'll get notified as soon as that book is available. But today we're starting with the biggest problem people encounter on any project. Most people tend to think that problems occur during construction, delays, cost overruns, and bad workmanship. But in my experience, that's not where most problems actually start. They start much earlier. And I've seen the same pattern over and over again. Projects that start with clarity tend to move forward with confidence. Projects that don't become reactive, constantly adjusting and constantly fixing things. So here's what typically goes wrong. The scope isn't clearly defined. And just to kind of give you a sense of what that means, the scope, I'll probably mention it several times and kind of define it just to get this, to hammer this point home. But their scope is actually what will be done, the full extent of the project, so that everyone understands exactly what's going to be built, what's going to be demoed, what's going to be modified. So everyone clearly understands how much work is to be done, who's going to do it, and how much it's going to cost. So that's the first, very, very, very first thing that you should understand is what your scope is and clearly define it. Two, the budget is based on assumptions. Now, there's tons of websites out there that all have numbers on how much things should cost, but you have to be very cautious about where that information is coming from, how accurate it is, because numbers change dramatically depending on what's happening in the economy, what's happening in your local market, as far as labor, materials, various things. So you want to be very mindful about who you're getting that information from, what their expertise is, because I've personally come across numbers for the National Home Builders Association, and saw what they projected architecture fees to be, and it was significantly below what the average was. And most people will trust the National Home Builders. Obviously, it's a big association, but you have to be careful who's giving what information and how dialed in they are to that specific expertise. So that number was way, way off the mark, and tons of people will reference that number. So you have to be very careful of what numbers you're using. Number three, the team is assembled too quickly. Depending on what your scope is, you're going to have a wide range of team members. Engineers, designers, contractors, and under the contractors, a ton of subcontractors. So you have to really be careful to know who's going to be a part of the team, who's necessary, because each project will need or not need certain people. And your soft costs are going to be affected by that. And your soft costs are all the costs that are not related to the actual construction of the building, the project. So you have to carefully select who's going to be involved in the team by first understanding what that scope is, One of the key people that can help you determine who's going to be needed or not is the architect, because they're kind of the project lead and understand all the various components that go into that project. But even if you don't have an architect, understanding your scope and all the various parts that are going to be needed along the way will inform who comprises that team and when you should probably bring them into the project. Number four, decisions are made emotionally instead of strategically, especially in projects with your home. You get really emotional about what is being done. You get kind of carried away about how your life can be in the future with this new renovation or whatever the project is, and get really excited. And you start to just say yes to things that run up your budget without really thinking about it. So taking a step back and trying to, it's going to be difficult, but trying to detach your emotions from it, having your sights laser focused on what your budget is, what you're trying to accomplish, and stick to it as much as you possibly can, because that is one of the areas where your budget gets blown is emotional decision making. And with all of that said, once construction starts, every one of those gaps becomes even more expensive. So it's very important to kind of understand what these four particular points are and to stick to them as much as you possibly can. Now, like I mentioned, people tend to think construction is where all the problems occur. That's not entirely accurate. It just exposes them. So the goal isn't to manage construction better. The goal is to start better. Plan exactly what's going to be done, lay out the entire path, and understand what that path looks like so that you're staying ahead of the game the entire time and not becoming reactive. Because when you become reactive, that's when costs skyrocket. Because not only are you making decisions frantically, but you simultaneously have people standing around just running up the costs because they can't be as efficient as possible in the field. So planning is the most critical part that people tend to overlook, surprisingly, and get ahead of themselves. And once that ball starts rolling, it's just a compounded pain over time if you don't kind of stop and take a step back and just understand what's happening, what you need to get done, and how to stay ahead of any future problems. Now, that's all I have for you today. Again, please subscribe. I'll be going through various phases of a project that you should understand. So we'll walk through this together over the next several episodes, but I also do have my guidebook coming out. Make sure that you go to my website, lines.studio, to get on my mailing list, and you'll be the first to hear once that book is available, which I anticipate in a few weeks. But if you're thinking about any type of project around your home or office, this is exactly why I created this guidebook, to help you get clear before anything starts. So please go to my website, sign up for my mailing list, subscribe to the podcast so you can hear some of this content in advance. And I hope that it sparks questions, conversation. Please reach out to me with any questions. Be happy to answer on this podcast, which I would love to do. So please make sure to go to my website. You can contact me through there. And I look forward to sharing more as we go. Thanks for listening. Talk soon. Thanks for listening. Spaces is brought to you by Lines, my Southern California-based architecture and creative studio that provides services focused on custom homes, home renovations, creative office, and specialty retail spaces. Find out more at lines.studio. That's lines.studio. If you learned something from this episode or think it would resonate with a friend, please share it and rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It really helps others find the show. If you have a question about the built environment or just want to share whatever is on your mind, I'd love to hear from you. You can do that at lines.studio/podcasts. Looking for similar content? Spaces is a proud member of Gable Media, a digital media platform where you can find even more content like this. Visit GableMedia.com, and that's GABLmedia.com. And lastly, before I go, if you want to see additional photos, videos, clips, and other content from this episode, visit lines.studio/podcasts. Talk soon.